From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Members of the Senate Ag Committee say they'll need to stretch every dollar allocated in the 2018 Farm Bill. Regardless of the crops they grow, the Michigan farmers who testified at a Farm Bill hearing Saturday said a strong safety net program was at the top of their priority list. Jana Fritz, who raises corn, soybeans, and dry edible beans in eastern Michigan, urged a continuation of programs like crop insurance and commodity safety nets. Ranking member Debbie Stabenow says when writing the 2018 Farm Bill, the Ag Committee will be asked to do more with less. A crop protection industry official is calling for an efficient and effective EPA Office of Pesticides program. Crop Life America Senior Director of Government Affairs Kelly Bray says the regulatory process is critical to registrants and the growers who use the products. Speaking to farm broadcasters Wednesday, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said his agency is addressing a backlog of more than 1,000 chemicals waiting for approval. Bray tells Brownfield the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act has been beneficial and needs to be renewed. The communications director for Associated Milk Producers says more changes to Canadian dairy policy will likely impact producers across the U.S. and beyond. Sarah Schmidt says alongside ultra-filtered milk, Canada also instigated a new class for the skim milk powder products, increasing butterfat demand and milk production in Canada. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.